أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about the temporary things of this dunya and people who haven't got basirat, that is, the eyes of the heart are not open, only the eyes of the head are open, then they are just like the kuffar and like the animals. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only know the things of this dunya, the outward things, and they only clamor for this dunya's things, and that is all what matters to them. Wealth of this dunya, woman of dunya, fun and enjoyment, living a lifestyle like animals, that is like the kuffar, all their lifestyle, that is all what they want. But when a person makes effort and he opens the eyes of his heart are open and he sees akhirat and the reality, then the things of dunya automatically just fall from his eyes. Then he has got no time, no care for this dunya's things. They mean nothing to him, and he starts in fact hating the things of this dunya, and his heart only inclines to akhirat, to jannat, to the pleasure of Allah. So Allah says, قُلْ O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, say to those people whose eyes are not, of the heart are not open, inform them so that they can correct themselves and they can see the reality. أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Kya bataun main tumko usse behtar? Should I not show you things which are better than these things of this dunya? You don't know, you haven't seen the akhirat, you don't know what the enjoyments of Jannat are, and that they are everlasting. The things of this dunya are so inferior, and then they are so temporary, whereas the things of the akhirat are far, far more superior, and they are permanent forever and forever. Let me inform you of those things. And by knowing that, then open the eyes of your heart and don't now clamor for this dunya's things, dunya's lifestyle, and worst of all, following the kuffar. Whereas we should have been guiding them, we are following them. So for that reason, see what the things of akhirat are. And they are لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا پَرْهِزْغَارُوا كِلِيَ. For those people who have got taqwa. Those people who have opened the eyes of their heart, who have made an effort. And each one of us at this point should think, how much have we made effort to open the eyes of the heart? How much have we cleansed our heart of the dirt and crime and filth of this dunya? Only when that is done, then will we see things in its true reality. And that is by the zikr of Allah, continuous zikr. Zikr purifies the heart. And the company of the righteous and the pious, that is those people whose hearts are inclined to akhirat and who have seen through this dunya, and this dunya means nothing to them. So it is for those people who have this taqwa. عند ربهم اپنے رب کے ہاں. By Allah, what is for those people who are the uncrowned kings and the people who have got the greatest knowledge, the knowledge of akhirat, the knowledge of the zat and the being of Allah Ta'ala. For them they are jannatun tajri min tahti al-anhar. Baagh hai jin ke niche jari hai nehre. There will be gardens for them beneath which there will be rivers flowing. Beautiful, wonderful garden and orchards of all types of fruit and flowers and everything that will make a person happy. And beneath them, there will be these rivers flowing which will irrigate them. So they will be lush and green and bearing fruit all the time. No season, all the time it will be season. No winter, no autumn, no leaves falling down. Forever and ever they will be green and beautiful. خالدین فیہا ہمیشہ رہیں گے ان میں. And you will remain in there forever. This dunya's life only between 60 and 70, the average life. out of that 15 years is what we are still unburied, and we don't know anything of this dunya, this little bit. And after 15, preparation for the life, that is gaining all the education of this world and that, and then settling in life, and then trying to build one's empire, and before we know what, we have left already. Either we build our empire, or without building the empire, and we are gone. Whereas if a person prepared for akhirat, forever and ever he will enjoy that. Never ever will he leave it. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَزْوَاجُ مُطَحَّرًا or ortehe sutri, and pure woman there will be, who in their purity means to their outward appearance also, the most beautiful, such that we cannot imagine if all the husn and beauty of all the women of the world are put together, they will not measure the beauty of the lowest of the hurul ain. So beautiful they will be, and they will be pure and clean. No monthlies they will get, no haze they will have, no other things that flow from their bodies, no mucus from their nose, nothing. They will be pure and clean. Their hearts will be pure and clean. They will be 100% loyal. You won't have the least doubt whether that spouse of yours is loyal to you or not. You will be, have the full conviction, and they will be pure in that way also. Mutahharatun. In every day, in every way, they will be pure. And the greatest thing of Jannat were Ridwanum min Allah, or Razamandi Allah ki, and the pleasure of Allah, that Allah is pleased with you. And that is what is Jannat. Jannat is the expression of the place of the pleasure of Allah, that Allah is pleased with you, Allah is happy with you, and that is the greatest thing. When if a person knows her wife knows my husband is fully happy with me, wife knows my husband is fully happy with me, her husband knows my wife is fully happy, even if they are living in a tin shanty, but they have that happiness and love, that means everything. And we can be living in palaces, but my wife is not happy with me. The husband is not happy with his wife. Those palaces mean nothing. But Jannat, it will be those great palaces. Together with that, the full pleasure of Allah. And all who will be in Jannat will be also 100% pleased with Allah. And Allah will be pleased with them. What a wonderful life. And that will be forever and ever. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ اور اللہ کی نگاہ ہے بندے اللہ کی بندہ میں ہے بندے. And Allah is watching His servants all the time, whether they have got this taqwa, the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, whether they want to please Allah. If we want to please Allah, there Allah will please us, and He will give us all those ni'mat. And if we don't please Him here, we want to break His laws here, it must not happen that He breaks our backs, and He breaks our necks in the akhirah, and in the form of the expression of the great displeasure of Allah, which is Jahannam. There Allah will show that what punishment He gives. In Jannat, Allah will show what rewards He gives. So this temporary life of this world must not beguile us, must not mislead us. We must not be overtaken by this dunya's life, following the ways of the kuffar, their lifestyle, their holidays, etc. All those things must not come into their way of dressing, their way of education. That is not at all for a mu'min. A mu'min is far, far more superior. They can only see to the limits of this dunya's life. They don't see akhirat, so they don't prepare for that. A mu'min, his eyes of the heart starts with seeing the akhirat. With the eyes of his head, he will also see the things of this dunya. And he will also accordingly prepare. But the eyes of his heart, which is the king of the body, that will make him prepare for the eternal, everlasting life of the akhirat. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has drawn our attention away from dunya to akhirat. And that was the what Nabi alayhi salatu was salam always did with his sahaba. The minute he saw a little inclination to dunya, he turned their attention to akhirat. And that is what we also, what is our islah and the work of the mashayikh, is to turn the attention of the people from this dunya to akhirat. That is the work of the ulama also. But unfortunately, how many of the ulama also are involved in dunya today? Or earning the dunya and enjoyment of the dunya, the lifestyle, whether it is the homes that are like that, whether it is the cars and vehicles that we drive, whether it is our dressing and our traveling, all like that of the kuffar. Whereas we were supposed to lead the Muslims, and we all, the Muslims were supposed to lead the kuffar. Today, unfortunately, it's a completely opposite. And for us to even understand the situation has become difficult. We forget the practice, we can't even understand it. And we see the wrong as right, and the right as wrong. Those who call us towards righteousness, we condemn those people. And those who call us to dunya, we praise those people. And we got a lot of respect for those people who tell us, no, you must live, you mustn't abandon dunya, you must live it up here also. Don't forget dunya also. Such people who destroy us, we praise those people. And how upside down. On such an occasion, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, فَالْمُشْتَكَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Now my only complaint is to Allah. When people, everything has gone upside down, nobody wants to understand also, they're taking poison as medicine. And they take medicine to be poison. Then now, how are you going to correct those people? So Allah Ta'ala, open the eyes of our heart, let us make that effort and see the right direction. When we die, then we will see what we have earned. Whether it was the dirt and filth and the rags and torn rags, dirty rags of the dunya we earned, or whether the beautiful enjoyments of akhirah. May Allah open the eyes of our heart, guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.